The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. How are you, BTN News listeners? Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 22nd of January, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend will be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Hi, Amazon Prime. It's lovely to have, isn't it? But if you're on a monthly basis, get ready to pay up a little bit more, as in about 18% more per month. That's right, be prepared to spend $2 extra per month now if you're on the monthly Prime subscription through Amazon. Prices now jump from $10.99 to $12.99. However, though, it applies for customers in the U.S. Amazon, but hasn't given any indication if there's going to be other plans to introduce similar increases across the globe. And be forewarned, too, if you're on the student discount, the fee will also increase for you from $5.49 to $6.49 per month. And at $99 per year ain't sounding too bad right now, is it? Now, this could just be rumor news, although it is coming from our main man Ming over there in China. Yes, of course, I'm talking about Apple news, and I'm talking about the iPhone X, and how we may not be seeing this phone later this year. Say what? Yep, from what we're hearing, Apple's 2018 lineup will feature two brand new phones, and the current iPhone X won't be one of them. One is said to be a 6.5-inch OLED display, while the other one will be a 6.1-inch LCD display. And being the fact that the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus have been somewhat okay, and we haven't seen a whole lot of feedback from the iPhone X, the 8 and 8 Plus will probably stick around for at least another generation. Well, from Apple, we move to Google, of course, and Google's about to challenge Amazon. Yep, look for audiobooks to start popping up in the Play Store very, very soon. According to 9to5 Google, the company has begun advertising audiobooks, and if you're going to be one of the first users for its audiobook service, you're going to be getting 50% off. Now, as we said, this is not a big surprise. Android police actually found references to audiobooks in the latest APK teardown from the Google Play Store. This was way back in November. And from what we've seen in that code, the app will allow users to navigate through the chapters using a chapter's title. Yep, sounds very much like Audible's navigation. And finally, have you heard of the theory that the moon, yes, that thing in the night sky that shines so bright, can actually help predict earthquakes? I haven't either. First, I heard of it when I read this story. In case you have heard of it, you're way ahead of me. Well, it turns out that myth is just exactly that. It's a myth. Nope, apparently the moon can't help you predict the next earthquake. But according to new research, the moon's faces have no basic science in predicting the next big earthquake, or any earthquake for that fact. This is after scientists poured over 400 years of data from over 200 earthquakes of magnitude 8 or higher, and found that there was no link between the Earth a-shaking and the moon a-beaming. That being said, I'm sure this myth won't stop, because chances are, yes, it's gonna happen again. We will have an earthquake somewhere, and yes, the moon will probably be shining. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Head on over to our official website, powered by uk2.net, britishtechnetwork.com. That's where the podcast, the blog, and review sections live over there. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger, and of course our BTN community. That's where the fun is, and that's where you need to be if you aren't already. Come on over, britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back for tomorrow. Yes, indeed. Your Tuesday edition will get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Monday's going well for you. And thank you very much for listening.